Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Drive. And I hear the stuff I'm talking about on this show, and it sounds crazy, but it's all admitted. I mean, the globalists are just absolutely conquering us, and they're running this hoax that Republicans now understand we need to be for total socialism and open borders, and that's what will get Republicans elected. Well, good. Who needs to get you elected then? It's all election fraud. It's all scams now. They just want to convince you to turn your guns in. I mean, we just got to wake up that we got taken over or it's all over. Mike in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great. I'm glad to hear it. Glad he took my call. I don't know if you're aware of the National Institutes of Standards and Technology's Freedom of Information Act that they just sued for. And they've been on YouTube for about 2 years, a little bit less, but I've been doing a lot of troving and searching. And if you look up the CBS-NetGov fires of World Trade Center between 340 and 410, you will see the streets of Greenwich and Barclay full of nothing but exploded automobiles.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the over 1,000 automobiles that got toasted. We've talked a lot about the toasted cars since September 12th when I noticed them. And I've talked about Building 7, the controlled demolition. I mean, everybody focuses on mysteries. Everybody loves a mystery like toasted cars. What about the police saying, get back, they're bringing 7 down, and BBC and CNN reporting Building 7 had fallen an hour before it fell into its own footprint? I mean, what about NORAD standing down? What about Panetta's testimony, Transportation Secretary, that Cheney ordered to stand down? What about the head of the U.S. embassies? You know, people saying they were ordered to let the hijackers back in the U.S. and that they were trained at U.S. military bases. What about Al-Qaeda being flown out to safety after the Afghan stage war? Just amazing.
Oh, no, I agree. I mean, if you take a look at those videos, start trolling through them, you're going to see how those buildings were on fire for two or three floors, then not on fire for two or three floors. And as you get to the bottom, there was a CBS cameraman, and I believe his first name was Vince, that you should probably look up and find out what happened to him and get him on your show, because he'd be the last or the first person that could.
Well, I mean, look. I mean, we already know what. I mean, look, the firefighters reported the fires were basically out in both buildings. There are people standing, waving their hands with a handkerchief for help, and then the column right next to them blows up. I mean, they blew it sky high, criminal elements working with Al-Qaeda so Al-Qaeda would take the blame, and then they run the Al-Qaeda today. I mean, it's just, we keep just piling evidence on. The official story is totally ridiculous. And we know who had the motive. Roy in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Roy. You're on the air from Oklahoma.
I'm calling because I believe in our amendments and stuff, and I ain't giving up my guns for nobody.
I hear you. Your phone's not working too well. Can you talk right into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work a lot better. Go ahead.
I ain't giving up my guns, or I don't expect anybody else to give up theirs. You know, those the amendments and the Constitution is there written for us from years and years ago, and we need to stand up for it now.
I agree with you. We got to get aggressive, but here's the deal. It's not just that. It's taking our money for the drone. They got drone ships, drone police boats, drone submarines, tiny little drones that they're getting to watch us. They're spying on us without warrants. They're converting everything. Smart meters that tie into all our appliances and control them. I mean, this is diabolical. This is a science fiction movie, and it's about to get worse. We've got to wake up now.
Yeah, they're building drones right here in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma right now. Look like little helicopters for the police.
I know. It's just hellish. And everybody's a warrior, and the warriors are going to fight our wives and children. They're such tough guys. But they're all dead already, too. They're all taking deadly shots, drinking fluoride. That's why I can't even get mad at the stupid enforcers, because they're just walking dead. I mean, that's what I mean. We're so into this, so deep into the nightmare. How do you wake people up? That's why the globalists haven't killed me. It's all a big program and experiment. And they just let me sit here, and they use me as like a radar ping. It's just all scientifically established. It's unbelievably diabolical. Oh, man.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is a leap in the freeway. My passion will ride, and the cities fly by. The daylight is on in the coming tomorrow.
And there is no turning back on the run.
My life is a mile away.
What an enchanting voice.
The eyes that just stare at the glass.
Hard to turn that off.
The sea that burns and the rain of no stars.
Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we are here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's Robert Plant, if you don't know who it is, 1983. The song is Big Log. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 29th day of January 2013. Again, hard to believe the first month of 2013 is almost gone. Here's the deal. I run into so many people who say, we like what you're doing with the radio show and the TV show. We don't know what it is, but you've upped your game. You're more intense. You're more focused. You cover more news. It's just getting better all around. And I chalk that up to the times are so dangerous. The shadows are so long. Nightfall here that it's got me a little more focused, a little more serious, that we still have some fun. And, of course, the crew is upping their game as well. Our supporters have been helping us get the word out. So many new AM and FM affiliates. I have a couple more to announce today. Are picking us up. And so we are very, very blessed that in this time of corruption, for every action, there is a equal and opposite reaction. And we are that reaction. So the one thing I haven't really gotten better at, and I say this almost every day, because I'm like in a rut. It's a pattern I follow, is that when I do say I'm going to your calls, I don't tend to do it. Because I've got so much incredible news here that I tend to just go off into all that instead of taking the calls, that so many times call in and mention news items I'm not aware of or that I forgot to cover. And quite frankly, when I'm listening to rebroadcast, I think that's some of the best and most informative radio we do. So here's the deal. First-time callers today, all 3 hours. First-time callers, ladies and gentlemen, any issue you want to raise, any topic you want to bring up, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've got a bunch of special reports we're going to be premiering here on air as well. One of them is satirical, speaking of having fun, but it's not fun. I mean, it's. I had an idea last Friday, and I'm going to air this at the bottom of the hour. While we were shooting the news and things at about 6 o'clock at night, I said, you know what? I've got more articles of people being arrested or threatened with arrest for bubble guns, Hello Kitty, you know, things, super soakers, bright orange Nerf guns in their front yards, panics, just incredible stuff. In fact, there's another article today where a guy put on Facebook him holding his one-year-old and had a BB gun in his hand. I mean, I can't tell you how many family photos we've got where I'm sitting in Grandpa's lap and he's got a shotgun. I mean, everybody's taking the Old West photos. At least most people I know have been in their houses. They've got them. I remember being in Tombstone when I was about 7 years old with my parents. And we went and sat down as a family. And my dad had a shotgun and my mom had a pistol in her hand. And, you know, you put on the Old Western clothes. This guy had an unloaded BB gun, put it on his Facebook, and got SWAT teamed and arrested. And I read all the time, I know you see it in the news, where it's always the same M.O. Some old vet lives out in the country where the edge of the city's growing, and they're cleaning guns in their garage, and the SWAT team comes and arrests him and says, he's arrested, he had 25 guns. They're all legal, but we call this an arsenal. Well, then how'd you arrest him? It's a hysteria. And I had the idea to have us all get in the conference room and to act like they're having a meeting about the news, because we do have meetings about what's coming up the next week and what you know we think we want to focus on and ideas. It's kind of like a newsroom pitch to the editor. You know, we have those a couple days a week. A lot of times we have them in the hallway. You know, we'll just have, you know, discuss things we're going to be working on and ideas. So we did it in one take, and it's been pretty popular. Alex Jones goes on rampage with Bubblegun. But a lot of people said, yeah, this is really funny. Thank God it's not like this. No, you don't understand. It's based on real people being SWAT teamed for playing with Nerf guns in their front yard. I mean, I've seen reports where a kid has a slingshot in their backyard and the police are called. Or a little kid says bang, bang, you know, in the pickup truck driving by somebody and the police are called. It's about saying we're all suspects, we're all bad, we're all corrupt. Everybody is under suspicion except for the government. You see, in a free society, the government is under suspicion. It's kept small. It's kept on a short leash. In a tyranny that is the norm throughout history, and I make that point because it's hard to have liberty. You better work for it. And then you get liberty and you get prosperity. You become decadent and go back into slavery. That's the only problem with liberty is it produces so much wealth that, well, people's kids become spoiled brats. And then their kids become tyrants. So we shot this video, and a lot of people thought, oh, this is really funny how people are freaking out about guns, but this is a bubble gun. No. This is based on real stuff that happened. So I'm going to air it here on air. It's even more funny with the video, but I'm going to air it coming up. The video is up at Infowars.com. It's already rolled off the front page into the featured news archive, or just click the top stories link. Up at the top of Infowars.com, and that will take you there. There's also the tiles up top, and it's also in the tiles. In fact, if you guys punch up Infowars.com, I'll actually show people that are watching on television that they can see that. Or if it doesn't work on this computer, we can just punch it up right there. Yeah, yeah, exactly. If it ever doesn't work on here, we can just do it in there. It's InfoWars.com. Okay, anyways, if you're watching, you can see right here, top stories is always a good link to go to for stuff that scrolls off. That's the featured news archive, and the red link is the archive area right there for all of the news feed. But we're going to be playing that piece coming up. Now, going over this, DHS boss praises trampling of posse comitatus at National Police Confab. That's Janet Big Sis Napolitano. Chinese Communist Party mouthpiece demands Obama disarm Americans again. This is an official sub-publication of the People's Daily, the official Communist Party piece, mouthpiece. Ron Paul, U.S. action in Mali is another undeclared war. No kidding. Houston residents rattled by government gunfire and helicopters. By the way, by the Army. Here's ABC News. Army drill scares residents on Houston's south side. And again, they just had the Army drill 2 days ago in Miami. So Sunday it's in Miami, and Monday it's in Houston. And we're now getting reports of other unannounced Army drills where they set buildings on fire, blow things up. What they do is they covertly lease a facility. A lot of times it's the police department or part of it, and then they attack it. And in the role-playing, they train to take on the American people. Now, I would tell you this 15 years ago, 10 years ago, I would show you the documents, the proof. People said there's no way that's real. Now, what's really happening here is you're just being acclimated. They have huge bases, facilities everywhere. I've talked to the emergency managers who were let in on what's happening. I've talked to the Army officers. I've talked to all of them, you know, from every different angle and facet of this, and it is to acclimate the military, the police, and the public that it's normal to have troops on the streets. And we have an article out today by Kurt Nimmo. DHS boss praises trampling a posse comitatus at National Police Confab. And I actually have her remarks printed off. It's also linked in the article. And she talks about the new threat is gun owners, and the same story, the extremist. And she goes on to say extremist and mass shooting. So there are no cases of what they call anti-government people in the last 15, 16, 17 years I can think of, and Oklahoma City was a bombing that was staged, where a patriot or a returning veteran has gone in and shot up a school. But they are now deploying the Army, that's what happened in Houston, it was a drill at a school, to fight active shooters, as if the police couldn't do that. And they are deploying the Army at the Kentucky Derby, the Army in all these big cities, the Army at the airports, the subways, the Marines, in my film Road to Tyranny. We show countless clips of this that we shot in the film. I'm just giving you sources to look it up, the 2007 film Endgame. I'm in New York, and we're in a restaurant about 10 o'clock at night, and they go, hey, the Army's running around outside. So we go outside, and the Army is dancing and partying across the street with a bunch of professional wrestlers. I mean, it was like clownish. Because Madison Square Garden was right there. Professional wrestlers were getting off buses going in. And there were these white vans. Well, you can see the video. And they see me and start cussing. And they've got, I know they're supposed to carry Berettas. They look like blued slash stainless steel 45s to me. People said, Alex, that's ridiculous. You know, don't. Instead of just looking at the video, they go, don't say it was 45s because they carry Berettas. I know that. They look like 45s to me. They run over and start cussing and get in my face. I said, come on. I mean, that's the point we're getting to. We're the Baghdad people. See, this is an occupation. Now, the average person, that's when the army is used against us. Now, who's the army training to fight? The veterans who they know are older and more seasoned who are going to wake up. So I haven't even gotten to the news. We're going to go to your phone calls first, and then I'll just get into all of it. It's all off the charts, and it's all online right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, January 29, 2013. Gold opened up at $1,662.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,704.32, a half ounce for $852.16, or a quarter ounce for $426.08. Again, that's $1,704.32, $852.16, and $426.08.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Jazeera. It's a globalist propaganda front. But they interviewed the president of Iceland, the only country to not collapse under banker austerity. And they asked him why. And he basically said, we arrested the bankers because it wasn't our debt. See, they signed us on to $644 trillion. That's a three-year-old number out of the Washington Post, of the 1.5 global quadrillion. It's 1,500 trillion. And they tell us we owe $16 trillion and that we're bankrupted. By the way, Governor Rick Perry is set to give a press conference in a few minutes, calling to give $12 billion in the rainy day fund. I'm going to cover this coming up, back to Texans. That'll just be a free check to everybody, so everybody thinks he'll be a popular guy to vote for president. He's a globalist, and I'm going to explain why coming up. Why not give us the money in the comprehensive annual financial report slush funds? Oh, the public doesn't know that over 70% of the tax money goes to offshore private banks, and you can even get reports from your own state and local governments on it. Folks, you're living in a matrix of deceit. It is mind-blowing. All right, I promise to go to your calls. We're going to take a lot of them today, interspersed with the news and all the clips. Let's go ahead and talk to Travis in Indiana. You're on the air. Welcome.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I had some friends talking about some explosions that were happening here in Indianapolis a couple weeks ago. And when I did some research online and looked into it, I found this YouTube video. I sent it to Show Tips. I just wanted you to look at it, analyze it, and let me know what you think it is.
Well, they're having military drills in basically every city. They have about 1,000 a year we know of. Some of them where they have the Boy Scouts helping do door-to-door gun confiscation simulations, and I have that on film. And so even in the New York Times, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. The Boy Scouts train to take your guns and do other things now. But I see in the comment you said military drill sent video. What's on the video?
The video is it's like some lights or orbs in the sky, and then it looks to be some sort of like a fire trail, almost like a missile. And when you hear it, it sounds almost like a missile, and then the impact sets all the car alarms off. The dogs start going crazy. It's just out of this world.
Yeah, well, send it again to showtips@infowars.com. Sometimes we miss stuff. If we don't respond, send it again and let us know it's urgent. Thank you so much. I'll look at that video. Send it again right now if you can. Look, since you bring this up and since I got back into black helicopters, because I realized yesterday I mentioned the Miami assault drill, and I mentioned that the Army was involved in Houston again yesterday. I was the leading expert on this, again, just because my listeners in 95, 96, when I first got on air, would call in and say, you know, my cousin lives in St. Louis, and there were 15 black helicopters there, and they burned a building down. And I'd say, okay, get them to mail it to me. And it would come in the mail, and it'd be the local paper, and it would say, residents claim they saw black helicopters and troops. A building did burn down, but nothing happened. And I'd go, okay. And then people started sending me video. That's in my films. You'd see black helicopters, guys coming down off ropes, stuff blowing up. And then I'd cover it, and people'd say that doesn't exist. And then Delta Force crashed in Houston. People got killed. Soldier of Fortune wrote a story about it. Houston Chronicle said it didn't happen and didn't exist. So it's a way to see, will the media play national security with the military-industrial complex? Can they have... I mean, I've seen drills where they have 1,000 or more Marines in a small Alabama town walking around in people's yards. And husbands come out and say, what are you doing? They just put handcuffs on you and take you to jail. And then that's not in the news. It's all just to see what they can do. And they've done countless drills. I staked one of these out in Corpus Christi. That did get in the paper about like 99 or so. They started covering it. Because WorldNet Daily was covering it at the time, and no one could ignore it. And I was feeding WorldNet Daily videos and photos. Who was their writer then covering? It was like David Bresnahan was his name. And that's the frustration. You know, you're there. You're in San Antonio. The police chief says Delta Force came in here with a bag of money to buy me off. And then I have the video, and people say that's not really the police chief. Or we're down in San Antonio, and MPs come up with guns and take our cameras away. I mean, that happened to us. And then the media says you're insane, it doesn't exist. It's all an acclamation for martial law, so that they can missile attack or assassinate whoever they want, kill whoever they want. And everybody's just been taught, hey, you didn't see those black helicopters. That's a conspiracy theory. That's crazy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on it. You see, because the public doesn't research legislation or read publications put out by MIT and RAND Corporation, they just hear a guy saying, hey, there's black helicopters doing urban warfare drills. And people say, well, that's not true. The media makes fun of that. That doesn't exist. You're insane. In fact, I happened to come across a Democratic Party operative radio show yesterday, and I was sitting there in the car listening for about 15 minutes, and they were talking about how crazy I was and that I believe that the Federal Reserve is private and that I believe I've mentioned the name, but I don't want to give them attention. That's how small they are. And that I'm tempted to get the author on. They had an author on with them who's written a book about how we're all crazy. And that I believe in black helicopters. I read about, let's not exaggerate. I scan over probably 400 articles a day. I probably read 100. And every week for 17 years on air, I have been mailed or read online mainstream news about urban warfare and black helicopters. And then people sit there with a straight face going, we define reality. The Federal Reserve isn't private. There are no black helicopters. There is no world government. And I'm like, but I have 15 clips of world leaders calling for world government. I have a whole stack of news here. And ABC Nightline was here 2 years ago. And I knew they were going to say that because they told me some of the questions before they got here. And I brought them in there. I've told the story 100 times. And I said, here's the clip of Herman Von Rumpy. Here's Gordon Brown. Here's David Rockefeller. And I showed him a couple clips. He goes, I don't need to see any more. That's a different world government than what you're talking about. And that's why then 30 minutes later, we left here to go shoot another interview at a park down the street. And I said, well, you first said world government doesn't exist. Now you're saying it's a good thing. And he goes, I don't even agree they're forming a world government. And that's why I said, well, that's why you're discredited. But see, they edited all that out. I said, well, I just showed you all the videos and all their admissions and their definition of world government. You can't tell me they're not getting rid of posse comitatus to put troops on the streets. Now it's all happened, you notice. You can't tell me that they're not going to set up TSA checkpoints. It's now happening everywhere. You can't tell me they're not going to keep raising all the different taxes till we're bankrupt. But again, they sit there with confidence, as confidence men, and go, there's no world government. There's no black helicopters. And that is so fundamentally frustrating because if the general public was informed, even when the black helicopters come and attack your city to condition you, the media, when they now admit it, will go, well, they're just here for our safety. But they'll never say, I guess the black helicopter people were right. You've all heard the term black helicopter people. Anybody that doesn't trust government, that's called common sense, you're a black helicopter person. And if you ever saw one, or ever one ever flew over your house, has happened to so many people, you know, with infrared sensors scanning your home, or ground-penetrating radar, which they now admit they're doing. We knew they were doing it 15 years ago. They now admit it. Well, now you're a black helicopter person if you don't like the black helicopter. Before, you were a kook if you said they existed. But instead of, oh, you were right about everything, tell us what else is happening. You were correct. We apologize. Instead, it's you're bad. In fact, you're even worse than you've ever been. Because people think that if they're just delusional and tell themselves everything is okay, it's going to be okay. No, it's not going to be okay. And I've got Janet Napolitano saying the number one threat again at the big police chief and sheriff's association meeting that all the other globalist leadership was at. The people that have conquered this country through fraud and propaganda, they're there brainwashing the police. And we have it linked in Kurt Nimmo's article. DHS boss praises trampling of posse comitatus at National Police Confab. Yeah, trampling of the 10th Amendment as well. And her speech is, well, we're merging the federal government with the local government. We're working together well, and we're now ready to face the number one threat. Gun owners and extremists using guns. There are no militia patriots. You don't see it anywhere. I mean, what, there have been a couple, I guess, of events where cops pull somebody over with warrants who says they're a sovereign citizen and the cops get shot. I guess there have been a couple of those events, but statistically incredibly rare. No mass shootings at schools, but she ties it into that. And they got 4 TV shows now coming out or airing in the next month where there's militias that are the new terrorists. It's not Jack Bauer's got to torture people because Habib is a terrorist. Oh, that's a foreigner. Torture him, according to the media. No. Now it's it's that veteran down the street. He's a terrorist. So it's a full rollout with military drills and checkpoints intensifying to a level we've never seen. Armored vehicles, urban assault vehicles, huge surveillance trucks breaking into our phones, Google cars driving around spying, Homeland Security grants in every major city, putting microphones and cameras in the buses and even in the cabs with government grants to listen to you and record everything you're doing. Oh, government grants after the shootings for gunshot detectors that are really shotgun mics to listen to everybody. This is happening at an accelerated rate. Let's go to your phone calls. Scott in Vermont, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Talk to you again. A couple quick ideas to throw at you about Tom Hartman and the Obama phone lady. That was a great show, and I tried to call in with this. My idea was that InfoWars puts together a video exposing how Obama and our Pentagon and Leon Panetta, throw that in there about how he's admitted that Congress is basically ceremonial, showing how he's killed over 300,000 innocent people in Pakistan and Yemen, many of them children, with the drones. And you could have Michelle come back and narrate the video, and the name of the video, and at the beginning she can announce it, Obama drone, in that funny voice of hers, where she did the Obama phone thing. But that and Tom Hartman, you need to get on his show, or you've had him on your show once before, I think, and you need to do that again and rip into him about the he's been demonizing the militia as being racist in origin and twisting the whole meanings of the Second Amendment and the Constitution.
No, no, they all go off a PR sheet that gun owners are racist, they're going to kill everybody. And I'm fully aware of it. I mean, it's the same sheet of music. These guys are going off talking points. You might as well just get the sheet and repeat it to yourself over and over again. Listen, I appreciate your points there. Thank you for the call. Yeah, we're going to get an icon of Paul Revere up at the top of Infowars.com the next day or so. It'll be a little horse with a bullhorn, you know, a tri-cornered hat, Minuteman riding a horse with a bullhorn, and you'll click on that, and it will take you to Infowars.com/contest. You've now got 3 months exactly today until April 30th to get your film, whether it's a short film or long film, produced and emailed to PaulRevere@Infowars.com. And to then also print off and sign and agree to the contest rules. And you can win $100,000 first place. But it's not about ideas for us. I'm not going to make the film. And I see so many people saying, I wish I had a film degree. I don't have a film degree, folks, and my films have been seen, let's be conservative, all my films and special reports, 600 million times. I just said that number, and I can't even believe I just said that number. And by the way, that's conservative. 600 million times on YouTube alone. 600 million times. The special reports, the films, all of it. Conservatively. Last night I was going through people's channels that post the show, and there were hundreds of them that had a couple million views per channel, all my stuff. And then one of our big channels right at 300 million. And then other channels, we've got 50 million, 40 million, 20 million, 10 million, 18 million, 17 million. I mean, it's unbelievable. 600 million is a conservative number. So what I'm doing is I'm turning you loose, and the real prize is not winning $100,000. It's fighting the globalist. Even if you don't win, you win by getting involved. You win by taking action. You win by resisting. And then the real prize is we're going to hire crews, our produce crews, that is produce films, out of the top people. Do you understand that, folks? This is a big deal. This is a big deal. This is, who is the next great documentary filmmakers? Okay, because I'll be frank with you. I'm up here a lot of days till 6, 7, 8 at night, and then I'm working when I get home. I'm working on the weekends. I'm not complaining about it. It's just that I don't have time. I will not just make, and I made some powerful films, but they're clips of this, clips of that, clips of interviews I did, some scenery. If I ever do another film, I want to do one where it's full production, and I really, because I love film, I really want to make a powerful cinematic film. I'm not going to sell wine until it's time, as Orson Welles used to say. We will sell no wine until it's time. I got great crew making many documentaries, making great reports. We're getting better and better. We're reaching more people. I want to turn you loose. So go to Infowars.com/contest and join Operation Paul Revere now. Let's go to, I don't even know how to pronounce that. Is it Bessemembra? Bessembria in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Wonderful. I don't want to get tongue-tied or get messed up here, but I just wanted to go back to chapter 12, page 225, and behold a pale white horse. And in the insert right here says the government encouraged the manufacture and importation of military firearms for the criminals to use. This is intended to foster a feeling of insecurity that would lead the American people to voluntarily disarm themselves by passing laws against firearms. Using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in a process called Orion, the CIA inculcated the desire to these people to open fire on schoolyards, thus inflame the anti-gun lobby. This plan is well underway, and so far it's working perfectly. The middle class is beginning the government to do away with the Second Amendment. This book was written in 1991. Okay? The murder of Rabbi Meir Khan, the Stockton, California massacre, the school shootings in the women's school in Canada, every one of the shooters were all mental patients on the drug Prozac.
And then after that book was written, it was Buford Furrow, all of them. He had an address in an Air Force base, was on drugs. About 99% of the time, they're on psychotropics, and most of the time, they're being handled by government psychiatrists. And yes, a bunch of these are wind-up toys. They find a mentally ill person. I'm no psychiatrist. I could go out in Austin, hypothetically, I'm not saying I'd do this, or they'll spin it and cut it out of context. You or I could go out and find a schizophrenic, give them all the money, drugs, whatever they wanted, and convince them to go shoot people. I guarantee. But they wouldn't do a very good job of it, so you'd have to have somebody there dressed the same to really do the shooting. Then you shoot the schizophrenic in the back of the head. Or they're so drugged up and you give them amnesiacs, like Sirhan, or the Batman shooter of Aurora, and they won't even remember who they were.
And and that's the thing, and that's what I was telling your whoever answered the phone this morning. I just started a new page through my Facebook, and it's called America Fights Back. I got a message from Facebook telling me that if I don't chill out with my tone with the stuff that I'm posting on my page, they're going to deactivate my account.
No, absolutely, ma'am, and I appreciate your call. Send us a copy of that message to showtips@infowars.com. Darren McBreen documented this. We've gotten these. We sent out Navy SEALs groups, little meme. A meme is, again, just a little photo with a short message, and it was, you know, we got bin Laden, which itself is baloney, but, you know, we got bin Laden, and then, or we got baloney, and then you didn't save us in Benghazi. And Facebook deleted a bunch of accounts, suspended accounts, and told us, you will not send that out. And it was actually one of our listeners that posted it on our account and sent it out. But, mild pro-Second Amendment. Facebook is a joke. People say, well, then why are you on it? We're using the enemy operation, the enemy combine, the enemy system, the enemy data relay to jack into their matrix and try to warn people inside of it. And that's what it is, folks. This is a war. And if I can seize their weapon systems and use them against them, I'll do it all day long. And this isn't a game. The globalists are hardcore criminals coming down on us. William, in California, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, wow, this is fantastic. I finally get to talk to G.I. Jones. I just wanted to call you and let you know what a positive impact you've had on my life. A couple years ago, I had given up on everything. This country, my family, everything. And I didn't believe you. I've been watching your show for about 5 years now. I didn't believe anything you said. A couple of years ago, I started taking your Tangy Tangerine. I started really paying attention to the reports you do, and it's changing my life completely. And I just wanted to let you know, I'm disabled. I've been disabled since birth, and we're not all, you know, mind-controlled drones. We're not all idiots, and I just wanted to tell you, thank God you're here, and thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you, sir. That means a lot to me. Look, I became aware of this stuff as a mainline libertarian, mainline Republican who was upset about Waco and Oklahoma City, and then I saw all the urban warfare training, which the media said didn't exist, and I learned, wow, the media knows this is going on and is lying. This is a takeover because I'd read history books. I knew what a takeover looked like. And now we're deep into the takeover. They've already robbed the accounts, the dollar, the future. The stock market's hopped up because it's on cheap dollars. It's really worth about half of what it was a decade ago. And this is real. I mean, that's all I can say to people is very bad people are in control. But there are good people in corporations and government who don't know what's happening. If we give them the rest of the story, they won't be compartmentalized, and this conspiracy can't succeed. It is vital to decompartmentalize police, military, bureaucrats, and others. But don't just count on government. We in the private sector have to assault the corrupt system with the truth. We have to be aggressive. I mean, look, if they're really putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and deadly fluoride in the water to brain damage us, and if the White House science czar writes books bragging about it, which he has, like EcoScience, we should be angry, shouldn't we? Well, you know what? I am angry. This is a normal response. In fact, the more and more I think about Piers Morgan, I'm so glad I was mean to him, and I wish I would have been meaner to him. Being nice has gotten us into this position. I wish I would have said more that he was a hatchet man and a globalist front guy for eugenics. So God bless you. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I completely agree. I just wanted to tell everybody, I live on a $900 a month income. I spend as much money as I can on Infowars.com. Last month I bought almost every one of your shirts. I bought every one of your hats. Anything, I'm going to join the Paul Revere contest. I'm going to do anything. I'm considering moving to Austin just to be closer to your operation and do whatever I can.
Well, God bless you, sir. But remember, wherever you are is an important area to fight the tyranny. And I wish people that didn't have money would not try to support us. It's the folks out there that still have money. You better support liberty or you're going to lose everything.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm your masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build the
way that Legoland Jabba the Hutt set is anti-Muslim. It's not meant to make sense. It's meant to get you trained to be guilty whenever they say you're guilty. And to say, do whatever you want. Raise my taxes, I'm not racist. Take my guns, I'm not racist. Okay, you're going to arrest my 7-year-old for playing with a Nerf gun in the front yard? That's reasonable. A dad poses with a gun, a BB gun on Facebook, arresting. We got a jury, I'll put him in jail for something. It's not illegal to film police in public, still arrest everybody. I mean, do bureaucrats and people on their little petty power trips, are you smart enough to understand that if the globalists will invade Iraq and kill 1 million-plus people just to control the oil and actually cut off the supply of it to jack up prices, there's more than one way to make money off something. Do you think they care about you? If the government 12 years ago stole the death benefits of the entire military, and it was a minor footnote in the back of the newspaper, do you think they care about you? See, if there's no checks and balances for the general public and for other people, there's not going to be any checks and balances for you. There's no lobby for basic liberty. The only reason we still got guns is because there's a gun lobby. And there's money to be made by select corporations off gun sales. The globalists have always sold weapons to everybody, and so they're kind of schizophrenic on the issue of guns because they want total control, but they also like to sell guns. The only reason we've still got a Second Amendment is because our forebears fought for it. It's been tribally handed down as a tradition, and you've been active, and it's something you physically understand. You know your gun, you know your right, so you still got it to a certain extent. But you don't know about the 10th Amendment, so it's gone. You don't know about the 4th, so it's gone. You don't know much about the 1st. You know it's about freedom of speech. I'm talking to new listeners. You know it's about freedom of religion, assembly, protest, redress of grievances. Government can make no law respecting religion. That's why Southwestern Indians can take all the hallucinogens they ever want and nobody can arrest them because it's part of their religion. You don't have to agree with it. I don't have to agree with it. But they've got freedom of religion. So the Supreme Court ruled back in the 50s the Hopi Indians could take peyote because that had been their religion for thousands of years. So how is government then regulating churches and saying they can't be involved in politics or they can't say they're against gun control? That's all a hoax. It's all a giant hoax. It's all illegal to have troops on the streets. It's all illegal to have warrantless checkpoints. And remember, I told you over and over again that was coming, and I was a kook. It didn't exist, even when I had the documents. Now it's here. Now will you believe me about the next phase, or we lose everything? I'm going to come back and go to more of your calls, and then I'll get to that Hello Kitty bubblegum piece we did. It's satire, but it's not really satire because it's what's really is happening. I'm going to get to Switzerland and some of the things that are happening there with the Davos Forum and what the president of Iceland has done to the banksters. Really key clip there. Big next 2 hours coming up. Briefly, you heard the last guy who's disabled, and he says, I support the InfoWar by buying your ball caps, your T-shirts, even though I don't have the money. You know what? I'm going to tell somebody like that, it's good to get a T-shirt. Because then you can wear it and meet like-minded people and educate folks when they ask what is InfoWars. But I'm going to tell you, some of our biggest supporters are people who don't have anything. And we do have great products and things. So if you're going to buy the products, buy them from us anyways. But you know what? The middle class, the wealthy people, you're going to lose everything if you don't start supporting the real media. And it's up to people like that to buy 100 copies of a film and hand them out. Or to do things like that. And they are supporting us. So that's how we're able to do what we do. But be sure and support us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex.
Alex Jones, myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.